You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back in to the drive. If you missed it, the news coming out. They used to call it a Woj bomb.
The Woj bombs are no longer in our lives.
Is it the Shams bomb? No.
No.
Because it's Sham, ain't it? Is it Sham or Sham?
A Sham Slam.
I've heard it. I've heard both of them saying it. Sham Slam!
We got us a Sham Slam.
Sham Bomb. I mean, I'm not mad at a Sham Bomb.
I've heard Shams. Sharania. I believe that's what I've heard the most. Shams. But Sham Sharania.
If I were him, I'd want to be a Sham.
Yeah. Sham.
Sham sounds
good. You don't want to be an insider that's known as a Sham.
No, that'd be bad.
Whatever it is, he makes cash.
With that paycheck, you can call me whatever the hell you want.
He reports, and he is the guy, and ESPN has just been running it across the screen. If you're just checking in, the Rockets, they've added to their roster and added to their rotation. Dorian Finney-Smith, 6'7", 3-and-D guys, they call a three-point shooter, and a pretty good 3-and-D, right? And they bring him in, 6'7", veteran, who was on the Lakers last year. He was on the Mavericks. He's been on the Mavericks before that, on the Nets. I think earlier I said that he was on that Mavericks team that ran to the finals. He wasn't. He was with the Nets. But he played with the Mavericks prior and played with Luka and spaced the floor. And has spaced the floor almost anywhere that he has been. That's been his big thing. And he can defend pretty solidly multiple positions. He seems just like the type of guy that Ime likes, a veteran, hard-nosed player. And, again, we've talked about Clint. We saw it. Everybody saw it. It was clear as day what their biggest problem was. They couldn't shoot the ball, and they didn't have anybody, at the end of the games that could go and get buckets consistently. Well, their moves in the offseason right now, they go and get Kevin Durant. He instantly becomes this team's best shooter. And then they go and get Dorian Finney-Smith, the 6'7 forward that spaces the floor, that can be a shooter too, that has no problem coming off the bench. They can do things, as you can see there, or seeing highlights, can play defense as well. They have really attacked their biggest weaknesses right now.
Yeah, I mean, and you mentioned this earlier, the ability, obviously, when we talk about like the Rockets arriving and the superstars wanting to be here, that's one thing. I don't know that we've ever had a reason to or even thought to think about it in more depth of like these types of guys, the supporting cast wanting to stay here or the supporting cast wanting to, show up.
The Lakers wanted him back.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, let me go ahead.
Yeah, no, I like what the Rockets are bringing to the table. So, yeah, I just to be the fan.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Kind of a team that superstars and everybody around the league ultimately wants to be a part of and sees as, hey man, I can go here and I could potentially win a championship. Like that's a hell of a time to be a fan of the Rockets, and it seems like they're there. By the way, they're throwing up all the different odds, that the NBA title odds right now. The Rockets are at third behind the Thunder
and
the Cavs, and the Rockets are at 800 plus 800, Cavs at plus 600, OKC at plus 210. The other one, was that the best teams in the West that I saw? Where they were about, it was OKC, the Rockets, and then the Lakers were
gotta third. Be the best team in the West.
In the West. But can I go, I'm just take a moment. They're throwing the logos up there. That Rockets logo is super clean. I mean, Ron, is that because I'm a fan, or is that because, like, I've seen the Rockets logo on two different lists right now. And
let's go, Rockets.
To me, it is the best logo of the mix.
You enjoy it, huh?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Am I crazy?
I'm not crazy.
It's strong.
The Rockets.
I like simple and clean and jumps off the screen.
The Rockets, it's not atrocious.
Got it on my skin, so I'm glad you think it looks good.
No. You got the Rockets R?
Yeah, on my space shuttle.
There you go. It's got the Rockets R.
I just wanted to take that moment. It really jumps off that screen. And
good for you, man.
It looks good, man.
Take that thing. By the way, the T-Mill will make you a little cash coming up.
He's hot, folks. He's hot.
Man. He is smoking hot, baby. Friday, 4 for 5. He finished in the green on Tuesday, Wednesday. Took the day off on Thursday, but finished in the green, 4 for 5, and was 68% for the week last week. So that was big.
Love the way that sounds.
Yeah, Jeremy Pena is the only one he didn't hit, but Jeremy got hurt. Isn't that? And he might have. I feel like that should have been a push, personally.
Yeah, I believe wholeheartedly that he would have got me that bet, and I would have been a perfect 5 for 5, but...
Yep, he'll make some money. He'll make you some money coming up. He's hot. Coming up after us, Texans All Access with Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, James Palmer, and his fantastic hair will join the fellas. Stay tuned for that as we roll through. No Area 45 tonight. No Area 45 tonight. But... Texans All Access coming up. We'll get to T-Mill's best bets here in just a bit. Clint, I did want to go in a little bit further as we understand the Dorian Finney-Smith role, and they've signed him to a 4-year, $53 million deal. That's not the only deal they've done today. They signed their own, Jabari Smith Jr., 5 years, $122 million extension, Clint. And the people you can jump in with this... Are the expectations changing for Jabari Smith for you?
Oh, they have to.
Yeah,
they have to change. Look, I did not see this coming, by the way, but not to this level.
You didn't see them locking him down like this. You didn't.
Well, I knew they really liked him, but I just didn't. This was not one that was on my radar of like, hey man, expect Jabari Smith Jr. to get $23, $24, almost $25 million a year.
They gave Again, Green 3 years, 103.
Yeah.
Jalen Green last year, 3 years, 103.
Yeah, I mean, it just wasn't on my radar. But Jabari Smith and Jr., I mean, in general, was definitely on my radar. He's the most fascinating, the most intriguing young. If you talk about this young core in Houston, like, he's the one for me. Obviously, several of them are really good players. I feel like Şengün is a guy that we've, for the most part, is he going to get bigger, more mature, a little bit more developed? Sure, but I think the game's going to be very similar to what we've seen. I'm in Thompson. I'm not nearly as confident that he's going to take this huge step and become this superstar beyond the great defensive player and the super athletic player on the offensive end of the floor. I don't know how confident I am that he's going to get that shot that he needs to take that next step. Jabari Smith is the one to me that I'm most fascinated with because he's really good in the role that he's played. They obviously feel strongly about him taking the next step, becoming a starter and taking the next step and being a bigger contributor. He is a perfect fit for what they want to do and what they need in a sense of the perimeter shooting, the long-rangey defender. He just seems like, to me, there's a chance he can be significantly better than what we think is possible.
Oh, absolutely. And clearly they believe it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was thinking that coming in today, but now seeing the contract, clearly they believe it.
That's right. The biggest thing for me is, like, you know, they didn't, you know, I know he had the hand injury that set him back last year, but they didn't exactly have him in the postseason, like, hey man, this is a guy we're gonna have. Like, he's gonna be our guy. He did not average 20 minutes a game in the postseason.
Yeah.
And I said it. I think he's their second most consistent shooter in the postseason for them last year behind Fred. So hey, obviously they're looking at it. He's got to pick it up. I mean, because you look at it on the surface, this guy just got damn near 25 million a year, and he's averaging under 13 points, folks.
Yeah.
Like, I know that the cap is going up, but let's just be honest. Fans don't give a damn about that.
Yeah.
They see 5 years, $122 million. They know Nico Collins may not ever make that total. And you're giving that to a guy who couldn't jump 13 a game and didn't play 20 minutes.
Well, if he gets starting minutes, what do you think his ceiling is?
I think Jabari could be a 17, especially on this team, with Şengün and Durant, like a 17 and 9 type, 17, maybe 17 and 10 type player. I think that, in his defense, and if he get those blocks up, that is huge as a third contributor on this team.
You think he could be better? I mean, obviously, that's a stupid question. Anybody could be, yeah.
And maybe when Durant leaves or something, it picks up. But with this team, like, yeah, I mean, Chris Bosh was a really good player, and it was like 17 a game when he had to play behind those two, right? So, all right, T-Mill, let's make some money here. What's the picks today?
Yes.
What's the best bets?
As you mentioned, we're back in that green. It was a little speed bump a week or two ago. All them red numbers. We're back on track. No Astros tonight. They get back in action tomorrow in Colorado against the Rockies. But I got five best bets for you, all baseball related, for this Monday evening. And if you miss any, because we list them pretty fast here, go to the Twitter at @TMillRealDeal. I have it posted there in the last hour or so. First, and some of these get started here pretty quick. So if you want to tail, fade, whatever, get on it quick. O's, Orioles, first five money line at Arlington as they square off with the Rangers tonight. I'm on the Orioles first five money line at -115. Next, I'm on the Red Sox -1 run as they host the Reds. Red Sox -1. Same game, Reds at Red Sox. I'm on over 7.5 runs, maybe my favorite bet of the night. Don't want to call it a lock, but I like that one a lot. And then finally here, two team overs. I got the Mariners team total over 3.5 runs tonight as they host the Royals.
Book it.
So that's one Ron likes. And then lastly, I got old Canada, the Toronto Blue Jays, their team total over 3.5 runs tonight as they travel to New York to take on the Yankee Turds. Those are your five best bets. Obviously, Ron, you like the Mariners team over 3.5 runs. Any other ones y'all hate or love?
Excuse me.
feels really good about it. Double book it.
Yeah. Red Sox, Reds -1. I like that. as the Red Sox have been playing pretty well, even without the trade. So those two, I feel better about. I don't know. I feel like the Yankees one is getting in your.
You like the Mariners over, huh?
Yeah.
Now, let me jump on that. Let me jump on that with you.
You want a Benjamin?
Room?
Yes, I do. Right,
put me for your hearing.
Ron, you want a Benjamin on it too?
No.
Come on, man.
All right. Yeah.
Got to meet the floor guys in the morning. All right.
Thanks for that souvenir, by the way.
I've got some. Don't worry, man. Just the cherries are gone. All right. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Again, the Rockets add to their team. Dorian Finney-Smith, 4 years, $53 million. Do your thing. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby. Tyler's got a real fan on here, man.
Dude.
Can I read it? Yeah, I can read this. This ain't. I want Tyler to spit my mouth and choke me out. His voice is so sexy.
Good God!
Let's just.
What is that? Blinking. Well, three times.
Or a hint?
I asked once for female, twice for male, and they said they're blinking three times. I don't know, Tyler.
Man, I got someone thinking atrociously dirty things.
We gotta weigh in. Let's just weigh in. Let's do something else. Let's go. Well, I mean, blink twice.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.